Part 4. Seatbelt use. Facts you should know about safety belts. 1. Collisions involving fire or submersion make up less than 0.5% of all traffic collisions. 2. Your chances of survival in a burning or submerged vehicle are far greater if you are wearing your safety belt because you are most likely to remain conscious and, therefore, more able to escape the vehicle. 3. More than 80% of all collisions occur at speeds less than 40 miles per hour, and 3 out of 4 collisions causing death occur within 25 miles of home. 4. Although your lap belt helps, it will not prevent serious injury from striking your head and chest on the steering wheel, dashboard, and windshield. A lap and shoulder belt offer you the best possible protection in the event of a crash. 5. Auto collisions are the number one killer and crippler of children under the age of 5. 6. The chances of being killed are almost 25 times greater if you're thrown from the car. 7. Holding your child in your arms will not protect your child. A 15-pound infant will suddenly weigh 450 pounds because of the forces unleashed in just a 30 miles per hour collision. 8. An unrestricted adult can crush a child held in the arms during a collision. 9. Loose belts do not indicate that the belts are inoperative. Belts manufactured after 1974 utilize an inertia reel that makes the belt system car sensitive, meaning that they lock when the car slows down too quickly. These belt systems were designed for passenger comfort. 10. Safety belts offer you the best possible protection in a car crash and, therefore, are your best defense against the drunk driver. 11. A 30 miles per hour head-on collision unleashes forces approximately 20 times the force of gravity, 20 g's. Under these conditions, objects, including passengers, can be thrown forward with a force equal to 30 times their own weight. 12. Small children need special protection. In a collision, a lap belt may put too much pressure on a small child's hips and abdomen. Car safety seats are designed to distribute crash forces over a large area of the body. 13. Only an approved dynamically crash-tested safety-designed child car seat can provide adequate crash protection. All such seats conform to Federal Standard 213-80. 14. A child restrained in a car safety seat is better behaved and less likely to distract the driver and create a hazard within the car. Safety belt use is required by law. Alaska Law AS 28.05.095 requires everyone in a motor vehicle to use a safety belt. Drivers must wear a safety belt. The driver is also responsible for all passengers under the age of 16 years. The law requires federally approved child restraint devices for passengers under 4 years old. Passengers aged from 4 up to 16 must wear a seat belt or a child restraint device, whichever is age appropriate. A driver may not transport a child under the age of 16 in a motor vehicle unless the driver has provided the required safety device and properly secured each child as described in this section. A child 1. Less than 1 year of age or a child 1 year of age or older who weighs less than 20 pounds shall be properly secured in a rear-facing child safety seat that meets or exceeds standards of the United States Department of Transportation and is used in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. 2. 1 or more years of age but less than 5 years of age who weighs 20 pounds or more shall be properly secured in a child restraint device that meets or exceeds the standards of the United States Department of Transportation and is used in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. 3. Over 4 years of age but less than 8 years of age who is less than 57 inches in height and weighs 20 or more pounds but less than 65 pounds shall be properly secured in a booster seat that is secured by a seat belt system or by another child passenger restraint system that meets or exceeds the standards of the United States Department of Transportation and is used in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. 4. Over 4 years of age who exceeds the height or weight requirements in 3. of this subsection shall be properly secured in a seat belt. 5. 8 years of age but less than 16 years of age who does not exceed the height and weight requirements in 3. of this subsection shall be properly secured in a child safety device approved for a child that size by the United States Department of Transportation or in a safety belt, whichever is appropriate for the particular child as determined solely by the driver. There are exceptions to the seat belt law. 1. Vehicles built prior to 1965 which did not have safety belts as original equipment and are not classified as a custom collector vehicle. 2. Vehicle operators acting in the course of employment delivering mail or newspapers from inside the vehicle to roadside boxes. 3. Passengers in a school bus unless the bus is required to be equipped with safety belts. 4. Passengers in an emergency vehicle. 5. People or a class of people exempt by the Commissioner of Public Safety, as defined by regulations. A driver may be fined up to $50 and may receive 2 demerit points on their operator's license for failure to restrain passengers under age 16. Adult violations are subject to a $15 fine. A provision of the law allows the court to waive the $15 fine for persons convicted under this law if that person donates $15 to the EMS organization. Convicted drivers pay the fine to an EMS organization listed in the current version of the Alaska Emergency Medical Services Directory. Drivers send a copy of the citation along with the receipt from the EMS organization to the court. Child restraint systems. The number one cure for the greatest killer of children. After the critical early weeks of life for a newborn baby, automobile crashes are the leading cause of death for American children, with tens of thousands more children being seriously injured. Small children, unless they are properly restrained, become flying missiles until a stationary object stops their forward progress. It is a tragic fact that most deaths and injuries resulting from automobile crashes could have been avoided if parents had taken the time to properly buckle up their children in an approved child restraint system. There are many types of child restraint systems available at department stores, children's shops, and even through some mail order catalogs. Shop around for the car seat that will best suit your child and your car before your baby is born. Ensure your baby's first ride home from the hospital is a safe ride. Alaska Child Passenger Safety Coalition is comprised of representatives from numerous public and private agencies throughout the state that share a common goal of protecting children traveling on the roadways of Alaska. Members include healthcare professionals, firefighters, paramedics, law enforcement officers, injury prevention professionals, health and safety personnel, educators, parents, businesses, foundations, policymakers, and volunteers. Visit www.carseatsac.org for more information. Remember, once your children are secured and safe, don't you forget your safety belt. Distracted driving. Here are 10 tips for managing some of the most common distractions. 1. Turn it off. Turn your phone off or switch it to silent mode before you get in the car. 2. Spread the word. Set up a special message to tell callers that you are driving and you'll get back to them as soon as possible, or sign up for a service that offers this. 3. Pull over. If you need to make a call, pull over to a safe area first. 4. Use your passengers. Ask a passenger to make the call for you. 5. X the text. Don't ever text and drive. Surf the web or read your email while driving. It is dangerous and against the law in Alaska. 6. Know the law. Familiarize yourself with state and local laws before you get in the car. All bases in Alaska do not allow phone usage while driving. Some states and localities prohibit the use of handheld cell phones. GHSA offers a handy chart of state laws on its website, www.ghsa.org/html/stateinfo/laws/cellphone_laws.html. 7. Prepare. Review maps and directions before you start the drive. If you need help when you are on the road, ask a passenger to help or pull over to a safe location to review the map, directions again. 8. Secure your pets. Pets can be a big distraction in the car. Always secure your pets properly before you start to drive. 9. Keep the kids safe. Pull over to a safe location to address situations with your children in the car. 10. Focus on the task at hand. Refrain from smoking, eating, drinking, reading, and any other activity that takes your mind and eyes off the road. Control of vehicle. A good driver always wears a safety belt and requires all passengers to buckle up, too. Is constantly aware of traffic conditions around them. Drivers is required by law and traffic conditions. Drivers courteously and defensively. Keep their vehicle mechanically safe. Is physically competent and mentally alert. More fatal crashes occurred during daylight hours with normal surface, clear weather conditions, and the vehicle in good mechanical condition than under any other condition. The driver is the greatest singular cause of traffic crashes. You are issued a driver's license based on the premise that you will obey the laws and keep your vehicle under control at all times. When you are able to direct and regulate the course and speed of your vehicle and you have the ability to slow or stop when you wish to do so, you are exercising control of your motor vehicle. You must control yourself before you can control a vehicle. Driving with insufficient sleep, anger, or distractions are examples of factors that will impair your ability to safely control a vehicle. Drivers to exercise due care. Every driver of a vehicle must exercise care to avoid colliding with a pedestrian, an animal, or another vehicle. You must be able to stop if necessary and shall slow down when circumstances require. Some circumstances to watch for are as follows. 1. Person walking on or along the roadway. 2. Animals being led, ridden or driven on or along the highway. 3. A railroad crossing, intersection, bridge, sharp turn, curve, or steep downgrade. 4. Red reflectors, red flags, or flares. Burns a bright red. 5. Orange flags and signs indicate high hazard area, maintenance and construction. Backing. Don't depend on mirrors. Instead, with your left hand at the top of the steering wheel, turn your body and head to the right and look out the rear window. Move the wheel in the direction you want the rear of your vehicle to go. Back slowly and keep your eyes moving to all sides of your car. Always yield to vehicles or people on the street or sidewalk and be prepared to stop. It is suggested your speed not exceed 5 miles per hour when backing. Obstruction to driver's view. A person may not drive with more people in the front seat than the seat was designed for or with objects that interfere with the driver's control of the vehicle or view. TV, laptops, texting, etc. Alaska has a law aimed at reducing driver distraction. It is illegal to drive with a visual screen device operating. Texting while driving is prohibited by the law. Careless today. Carless tomorrow. The rear-end crash is one of the major crash problems. Traffic experts are convinced that rear-end crashes can be prevented if drivers will observe a few simple precautions when following other vehicles. What the law says about following. A driver of a motor vehicle may not follow another vehicle more closely than is reasonable and prudent, having due regard for speed, traffic, and conditions of the roadway. You also have a duty to yield to following vehicles. AS 28.35.140 requires drivers on a two-lane roadway outside of an urban area to safely pull over when there are five or more vehicles immediately behind. How to avoid rear-end collisions. 1. 4-second rule. The easiest way to calculate a safe following distance is by the 4-second interval method. Watch the back of the vehicle ahead of you past some definite point. Then count 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. That's 4 seconds. If you pass the same point before you are finished counting, you are following too closely. When towing a trailer or the road surface is wet or slippery, increase the 4 seconds to 6 or more. You also can use the 4-second rule at night to make sure you are not overdriving your headlights. 2. Watch for brake lights. Shift your foot to the brake pedal promptly so you are ready to stop if necessary. 3. Watch for shrinking distance between your car and the one ahead. This warns of impending crash with the vehicle ahead. 4. Watch for stopped and standing vehicles ahead. Some drivers find it difficult to determine whether a distant car is in motion or stopped. Learn to relate vehicles to fixed objects. 5. Look for problems that might develop for the driver ahead of you. This makes it easy to react in time. How to keep from being struck. Just as important as avoiding a crash with the vehicle ahead is to avoid being hit by the vehicle behind. To lessen the likelihood of a rear-end crash, A driver who is stopped or in the act of stopping can do a great deal. 1. Be sure brake lights are clean and working properly. Flash brake lights when preparing to stop. 2. Know what is going on behind you. Have an outside rear vision mirror and keep rear window clean and clear of frost and snow. 3. Signal well in advance for lane changes, stops, or turns. The person behind you can't read your mind. 4. Slow down gradually over a long distance to give the drivers behind more time and space in which to react. 5. Keep pace with the traffic within limitations of weather conditions and speed limits. Speed, impact, and braking distance. It is a well-known fact that the faster you drive, the greater the impact or striking power of your vehicle. A fact not generally understood is how much greater the striking power of a vehicle is when you double the speed from 20 to 40 miles per hour. It is commonly believed that the striking power of a vehicle would likewise be doubled. This is not true. The impact is 4 times greater at 40 miles per hour than at 20 miles per hour. The braking distance is also 4 times longer. Triple the speed from 20 to 60 miles per hour and the impact and braking distance are 9 times greater. Increase the speed to 80 miles per hour and the impact and braking distance are 16 times greater than at 20 miles per hour. Respect the potential destructive power of your vehicle when you increase speed. Speed properly related to traffic, road, and weather conditions, and skillfully controlled by a thoughtful driver need not be hazardous. In the hands of a thoughtless, uninformed driver, it is deadly. Speed laws. The following speed limits are established by law as the maximum to be driven under favorable conditions on highways which are not otherwise posted. Business district, 20 miles per hour. Alley, 15 miles per hour. School zone, 20 miles per hour. Residential district, 25 miles per hour. Any other roadway, 55 miles per hour. Local authorities or the State Department of Transportation and Public Facilities may alter speed limits, 13 AACO 2.280. Speed limits on selected highways may be posted at 65. Speed limitation law. When driving conditions are less than ideal, a person operating a motor vehicle on the highway shall drive at a careful and prudent speed no greater than what is reasonable and proper, having due regard for the following conditions. A. Traffic. When traffic is heavy, congested, or moving slowly. B. Surface, when the road surface is rough, icy, wet, or otherwise provides poor traction. C. Width, when the width of the roadway reduces your margin of safety. D. Weather, when weather conditions affect sight, distance, and traction. Rain, snow, fog, dust, or smoke. A person may not drive a vehicle upon a highway at a speed greater than will permit them to stop within the assured clear distance ahead. Motor-driven cycle speed is limited by intensity of headlamp. Lamps reveal person or vehicle at 100 feet 20 miles per hour or less. Lamps reveal person or vehicle at 200 feet 21 to 29 miles per hour. Lamps reveal person or vehicle at 300 feet 30 miles per hour or more. Slow speed. A driver may not drive at such slow speed as to hold back or block the normal and reasonable flow of traffic. Reckless driving. A willful disregard for the safety of persons or property. Conviction will result in a license revocation. On multi-lane highways, if you drive slower than other traffic, use the right, outside lane, except when passing. Traffic safety corridors. To promote traffic safety, certain portions of the highway may be designated as traffic safety corridors. Fines for traffic offenses occurring in the corridor are doubled.